Listen to a conversation between a student and a professor.
Hi, Professor Walters.
Hi, Jan. How are you doing?
Great, thanks. How are you?
Just fine. What can I do for you?
Well, I'd really appreciate your help with my scholarship application.
Oh, good. I'm glad you applied. Oh, wait. That deadline is the end of next week, isn't it?
It's this Friday. But I have everything done on the computer, so, any changes will be easy to fix. And, it shouldn't take long to finish it up.
Okay.
Actually, the main problem I'm having is with... I'm not sure my essay is what they're looking for. You know, I find it a little embarrassing to... Well, to tell them what a great person I am, if you know what I mean.
Have you written anything yet?
Just an outline. Here it is.
Okay, but before I look at this, do you have the directions for the application, or better yet, for the essay?
Yeah, right here. I have the, instructions for the application right here.
Let me see that first, because the committee usually has some specific points that they're looking for. This is sponsored by a private donor, as I recall, and it's open only to women who are seniors in the College of Business.
Right. And I'll be a senior next year, so it would be perfect.
But there have to be some more specific requirements here somewhere. Oh, here we are. Look at this. They want to know about your personal background. Then they want you to tell them about the first 3 years of your college education. And last, they want specifics about your goals.
Uh-oh. Well, I didn't do this right then. I just wrote why I needed the scholarship.
And that may be okay for the part about your college education. Or you might even be able to put it in with the part about your goals. But I can assure you that you'll lose points if you don't follow these directions and write... It appears to me they want a three-part essay. Personal background, college education, and goals. Listen, I've been involved in quite a few scholarship committees, and in order to be as fair as possible, we all read the applications and assign points to them, usually 100. Just because it's easy to figure up. But anyway, there will be a certain number of points for the essay, and because this almost has to be a three-part essay, you'll probably get one-third of the points for each part. So, if you don't write about your personal background, for example, you'll lose one-third of the points for the essay, and that could mean the difference between being in the final group that gets called in for an interview or not moving into the final group at all.
Wow! I almost blew it. I'd better go back and rewrite this. Professor Walters, could you possibly give me another appointment before Friday? I mean, so I can show you my new essay?
Sure, Jan, but the sooner the better. Even if the committee doesn't meet for a month, what usually happens is the secretary will stamp a date on every application packet. And any packets with dates after the deadline, those will be eliminated first. There will probably be over 100 applications. I'm just guessing here, but there will be a lot of them. And using the date as the first screening is pretty common.
Well, it's only 3 paragraphs, so I could have that done by tomorrow, but I don't know if you could see me then.
Tomorrow's fine. I'll be here between 1 and 3.
Great. When...
You don't need an appointment. I'll see you when you get here.
Thanks so much, Dr. Walters. That's so great.
No problem. I can see from the way that you have your application prepared that I can tell you've taken a lot of time to work on this. Besides that, Jan, you're an excellent student. Your grade point average is what? A 4.0?
So far, I have all A's.
See what I'm saying? I think you're a good candidate for this scholarship, and I'd like to see you give it your best shot.
Thanks.
And Jan, that part about being embarrassed to tell the committee how good you are? Pretend you're writing this essay about your best friend. You're good friends with Kathy, right?
She's my best friend, for sure.
Well then, pretend you're writing this essay about her. Just use the information about you when you do it, okay?
Okay. Like you said, I'm going to give it my best shot.
6. Why does the student go to see the professor? 7. What information is required in the essay? 8. When does the woman need to turn in her application to the committee? 9. Listen again to part of the conversation, then answer the question.
Your grade point average is what? A 4.0?
So far, I have all A's.
See what I'm saying?
Why does the professor say this?
Your grade point average is what? A 4.0?
Ten. Why does Professor Walters tell the woman to pretend she is writing about her friend Kathy?